On a sunny day, look at your shadow on a plain, smooth surface. Look closely at the shadow's edge. The edge is not perfectly sharp. There's a gradual transition from the dark inside through a range of intermediate grays to the bright outside. Now look for something else. A bright band just outside the gray zone on the bright side. Look more carefully and you may also see a dark band just inside the gray zone on the dark side. That bright band on the outside of the shadow and the dark band on the inside were first discussed in scientific literature in the mid-19th century by the Austrian physicist Ernst Mach. They're generally called Mach bands. The Mach bands are an optical illusion. They don't represent actual variations in the amount of light hitting the surface. The bands are created by our visual system. To see the Mach bands more clearly, try moving around and watching the edge of the moving shadow. The Mach bands indicate that our visual system accentuates contrast at edges. Our visual system tells us about the difference between the dark area and the bright area by accentuating the line where they meet. That's why we can use lines to draw pictures. To make a convincing picture of, say, a coffee cup, an artist needs to draw only the edges. Our perceptual system interprets the lines to mean coffee cup on one side and background on the other. Look for the Mach bands along a shadow's edge, an extra bright band along the bright side, an extra dark band along the dark side. Those bands provide a striking piece of evidence that our visual system accentuates contrast wherever we see an edge. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.